The truth of the matter is, this gospel has to work wherever we are and to be applied to our local situation. To them, I would have to say, look, God wants to bless and prosper you and get you out of this mess, but you're way back there in this mess, and it's going to take some time. But between now and then, and the now and then may be years, but you're going to have to get the money to grow the corn and get some wells dug, and you're going to have some, I mean, it's going to take a while. Between now and then, you're going to have to say, I can, not I can't. Well, you're denying God. You're denying God will actually take care of you. I mean, what did they do in the Second World War? You don't have to leap over to another continent. What did they do just a few years ago in the Second World War when they were being killed and starving and in fear? Did they have bad... I mean, did the Christian world have a bad attitude from 1939 till 1945 because of how cruel God was and how unfair God was? No, of course it didn't. But somehow in 2006, we feel like just the slightest inconvenience, you know, just one little indication that we aren't on a roller coaster up for success. My God, we must be cursed. Oh, heaven help me, the world must be coming to an end. What did you do? What did they do? What did she do? What did it do? What did I do? What in the world is that? That's not even real. It's wrong. But worse than wrong, it robs you of the joy of your salvation and the sure knowledge that my God shall.
Amen.
See, my God shall. Even under these circumstances, I believe like the Old Testament, there's a widow woman with a cruse of oil and only one cruse left. And I'm telling you, that child and that mother got fed through the entire famine. And Angola's in a famine. What Angola needs is the proper gospel of I can in God. And things start turning around. I don't care. God will make water gush out of the ground if he has to. Day of miracles is not over. You may need an open business door here. They may need to find an incredible gourd lying on the ground that no one's found yet that just grew up out of the ground that they can eat. Or some big old turkey might need to land there. Some high wind blew it over in the jet stream and hocked it right there. Hey, God can do anything, ladies and gentlemen. So the attitude isn't, why haven't you? Why am I going through this? It's, I can. And in the verse 13, the whole scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, that's a resolve you have to make. You have to decide in your heart that you're never going to have a bad attitude about your situation ever again, whether it's abounding or abasing, because whatever it is, you can get to the other side of it blessed and prospered. So change your attitude.
Amen.
And stop your complaining.
Yeah.
Stop saying, take care of me, notice me, pity me, console me, help me. Oh God, oh gloom, despair. Gloom, despair. It's an indictment on the fact that I go on a diet every 6 weeks. I mean, that is not a sign I'm dying of something, is it? Drummond ain't starving to death. That's one thing for sure. And I'm not bloated on popcorn and McDonald's hamburgers either. We're fat. That itself, you stop. Yeah, I got a good one. Stop complaining about your weight and say, thank God I can afford to get like this. Praise God. Man, I stood in front of my mirror this morning and said, hey, buddy, that took money. It took more money than liposuction. It did. I was blessed to get fat.